right. Singing about that with your prophecy, Caitlin, how was Michelle Obama probably a few weeks before Barack took office? And she made that statement. It was that Barack knows that we have to change our traditions, our history, our conversation. We have to be ready to move in new places. And I thought to myself, what does that mean? I mean, how do you change history? Except you cover it up and you manipulate it and you lie. And then we're doomed to fail over and over again by not knowing. And that's it. That's why the whole Old Testament, all the time, it was Yahweh tell them, I brought you out of Egypt. I brought you out of Egypt. Well, they should know this, but it's kind of like a reminder. Oh, yeah. You did save us. That was 400 plus years of slavery, and you rescued us. So, yeah, very good. Okay, so let's go ahead and we'll get started. This was a pretty neat picture I saw here. Flak only gets heavy when you're over the target. This came from a World War II bomber pilot. But there's a second part to this credo, which most people don't hear. And the second part of it is, if you're not taking flak, change your course. This is what the pilots would tell them. If you get close and you're not getting the flak, you're off. You need to check where you're going. And I'm like going, how appropriate for us, you know? Wow. I really don't want to take the flak. Everyone's kind of skirt around the outside. And I'm a person I like. I'm not confrontational. I don't like to engage in those things. But at the same time, you know, you always like going, look, I got things for you. You're going to come in contact with it. Be ready. And when you're getting it the hardest, you're probably where you need to be. Okay, we're going to do a little study here, and we're going to do it on a portion of Nehemiah. And the word Nehemiah, which actually the name is Nehemiah, but it's not, when you look it up, it's like, well, how do we get Nehemiah? I mean, that's the way it reads, but it's actually Nehemiah. So Nehemiah is Yahweh comforts. He's the son of Hekaliah, or however you pronounce
Hekaliah.
That. Hekaliah, thank you. He's a cupbearer to King Artaxerxes. So he's got some clout. Okay, he's got a little bit of he's brushed shoulders, if you will. Became governor of Judah after the turn of the exile. Okay, around 440 to 430 BC, somewhere in that time frame. And when he was building the wall, we know that Nehemiah, part of his task was to complete the wall, to finish the wall. And so he had to, the fight that he was up against, he had to have half of the people build the wall and half of them be on guard, okay, to do that. And like going, boy, that's tough times. I mean, if you really gotta put it, that's a lot of adversarial push against this being completed. The enemies of Nehemiah: deceive, distract, discredit, sabotage, threaten, and cause fear. All these things, okay, these are right out of the playbook of the slanderer, okay, of what's going to take place. And how do we stop you? How do we get you off course so that you are not going to be on target? Okay, the attacks with Nehemiah, this is one of the things that we have to realize. The attacks came from outside. The attacks came from inside, okay? Which you think are probably the most hurtful to Nehemiah. Attacks coming from the inside. We cannot overlook that that's going to happen. I mean, we've got churches, we have things that come in, that are attacks that are coming against us that are close. I'm like, well, you would think that I'm safe in this predicament with my people, my group of people. You would think you're safe, and you cannot. You have to be on guard, and you have to be walking by the Spirit. The wall fortification was complete except for the doors and entryways, okay? But the attacks, you're going to see that the attacks, even though the wall's up, are going to be coming from inside as well. All right, so one of the things we see here is America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will become because we destroyed ourselves. That was Abraham Lincoln right after the Emancipation. Wow, how perfect. Yeah. Yes. We're not. You hear about Japan, even Russia, that they're like on every single person has a gun there. People have multiple guns. There are guns everywhere. Unusual like any other country because these guys are going to be able to defend themselves. And that's why Abraham Lincoln said that. He goes, if we fall, it's not going to fall from attack without. It's going to happen within. So let's flip over to Nehemiah chapter 6. Let me call out a page once you get to it.
483.
Thank you.
Right.
All right. Okay. Okay, 483, chapter 6. I'll be reading verses 1 through 4. Okay. And it came to pass, when it was reported to Sanballat and Tobiah and to Geshem the Arabian and to the rest of the enemies that I had built a wall. Sorry, guys, a little extra light here. To build a wall, and there was left therein no breach, though up to that time the doors had not set up in the gates. Then Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come and let us meet together in the villages of the valley of Ono. But they were plotting to do me harm. So I sent unto them messengers, saying, a great work am I doing, and cannot come down. Wherefore should the work cease while I leave it, and come down unto you? Yet they sent unto him according to his message 4 times, and I replied unto them according to this answer. So 4 different messages. Boy, talk about persistence. Okay. And immediately he said that they meant to do me harm. Okay, they meant to do me harm. So Ono is about 20 miles away. So this is, you think about this as we're doing a project that Yahweh's called us or put us in task to go do, and you're getting close to accomplishing it. Boy, here comes some big attacks. Pull you off of it. Hey, just take a break for a couple days. And who wouldn't think to themselves, from what I read about this area, the Ono, that it was a nice area. It was a very pretty, lush place. So you're like, going, yeah, you know what? I could take a little break. Did all the work. Look how good this was. Now I can take a few days off, go travel up there. Okay, but he knew. He knew what was up. He knew what was going on with this. But it would have pulled him away from his job. 4 attempts. Why weren't they willing to come to Nehemiah? Well, it's a good question. Because guess what? Once Nehemiah's out of his away from his people, you can do whatever you want. Remember, he is the cupbearer to Xerxes. Okay, so they know that he's got a little bit of pull or maybe a little bit of clout with him. So yeah, pull him away, get him separated from what his task is. His work was close to being complete. The distractions became the petri dish. It was a breeding ground for it. And I think about that for ourselves. When we're doing something and completing a project, man, the distractions come. Holy cow. They come from inside the house, outside the house. He's like, oh, give me a break. Let me just finish. I just want to finish. That's recording out loud. And that's it. And that's where we have to be ready. We have to be knowing what's coming and what attacks are going to be available. So I was thinking, as I was preparing this, I was thinking about David. What was David's distraction? Some hot chick? Yeah. Okay. But what had he done prior to that? Let's see. A bear, a lion, Goliath, a whole bunch of Philistines. He had a pretty good record. I mean, this guy's pretty bad, pretty good dude. And yet then a distraction happens. And what happened? Oh, hey, all of a sudden, things are moving along great, and here's David's distraction. Now, David did correctly to finally fix it once a prophet confronted him, but it took him to that point where he was still going to defend it. People died because of that, so his distraction that seemed innocent on the beginning turned out to be murderous. Okay? And so that's the problem with it, where it can go to, where it can lead. He had discernment to defeat the adversary's relentless attacks. Takes the constant resistance. You see all the stickers that just make me laugh, the bumper stickers, the resist. Honestly, when Donald Trump took office, I didn't know what that was. I saw all these bumper stickers that said resist. I'm like, going, resist what? I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, what are we resisting? And then I look at it, it makes me laugh, and I'm like, going, resist, resist. We will not have a good economy. We don't want freedoms. Resist it. Resist it. Bring on the socialism. Come on, resist. And it just makes me laugh, and I'm like, going, resist. It's the exact opposite. What happens within the body of Christ is we are called, we're told, we're accused of the things that they're doing. The exact same things that they're doing. But for us, what are we supposed to do? Constant resistance is the way to defeat the adversary. Okay? We can also speak against it. We have authority. We have authority over it. So we can speak against these things. We can cast things out. Get behind me, Satan. You know, so all these things are available. Nehemiah 6, now we're going to go 5 through 8, and I'll read this as well. Okay? Then Sanballat said unto me, according to this message, a 5th time, by his young man with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, among the nations it is reported, and Geshemu, it's the same guy as Geshem, said it, that thou and the Jews are plotting to rebel. For which cause? So listen to this here. Here comes the accusation, the 5th letter, okay? The Jews are plotting to rebel, for which case thou art building the wall, and thou art becoming their king according to these words. Moreover also, prophets hast thou set up to make a proclamation concerning thee in Jerusalem, saying, he hath become king in Judah. Now therefore will it be reported to the king according to these words? Now therefore come and let us take counsel together. Then sent I unto him, saying, nothing hath been done according to these words which thou art saying, but out of thine own heart art thou feigning them. Okay? So here's what we have in this here. Pretty big accusation. To start with, the Persian culture had tons of formalities. Okay? When you delivered a message to somebody who was in charge, who had any authority, you gave them the message that was a sealed message. Okay? To give somebody an open letter, and this comes from a lot of the notes here that I read from this, it's an absolute slap in the face. It is an absolute, it would be like writing it on the back of a dirty, you know, bar napkin or something. I mean, it's just, is nothing official with it. It had, its purpose was not for Nehemiah. Its purpose was for else. It was for other things. Okay, so what it says in there is it was inferior. For persons who are to be treated contemptuously, the letters were sent open. Also, a letter that was sent open means what? Anybody could read it. Okay, it was designed to be disrespectful. The letter was actually not meant for Nehemiah for the purpose of spreading rumors. Okay, because what's going to happen is everybody is going to know what's in this letter. Before who? Nehemiah. Okay? By the time Nehemiah gets this, word's already spread. Now that just put me on the defense. Here I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and how did I just get put on the defense? I've told you four times, I'm not interested. Go away. You know, go move away. But then the fifth one comes, and it was very blatant. And to be accused of the things that he was being accused of, they're going to threaten the king that, hey, this guy's trying to become the king. Okay, and he writes them back telling them, yeah, no, I have no interest. None of this stuff is correct. It's all false. So, yeah, fake news has been around for a long, long time. Okay, but here it is, and I mean, it was right to the core. Now, what's happened is everybody else in this area has already found out what's going on. And now they're like going, he set up prophets? Who are the prophets that he set up? He's going to become king? Did he say that? And so this was intentional. The adversaries plot throughout history, so it's not like we're seeing this for the first time. Okay? To disrupt and destroy Yahweh's plan. It's been there from the beginning. In the beginning, what did the adversary do? He rebelled. Get no freedom. Make them do what you want them to do. He rebelled. And he was cast out. Okay? After the creation, what happened between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2? Okay, Yahweh did not create an earth that was just junk, a big blob. And so something took place. The adversary, even after creation, what's the first thing he does? The very first two people. Okay, we're going to go disrupt this because this is the adversary is to disrupt Yahweh's plan. The masses, think about Sodom and Gomorrah, the different places, the Philistines, Canaan, all these places where the masses, the adversary, they're worshiping, they're literally carving things with their hand and then bowing down and praying to it. And you're like going, golly, that is just bizarre. But there's, hey, I look at it now and I'm like, you know, I was thinking about that. I'm like going with baseball. How much superstition is with baseball players? I mean, it is just crazy. And yet, then if you talk about Yahweh or you talk about Christ, oh, you believe in that? And you're just like going, well, I'm not sure those chicken feet you have hanging in your locker are really helping you at this point. Okay? But this is it. And so, you know, when we look at this, yes, the people are worshiping. Well, why? What's the point of worshiping a false idol? Because it's a giant middle finger to Yahweh. That's what this is. It is blatant right in front of his face. Haha, look, you made these people, you created this for them, and look what they're doing. They're worshiping something they whittled out with their own hands. Okay? So it's nothing new that we've seen. The leaders, Yahweh's absolutely going to go for leaders. He's going to try to pick them out as well. Let's flip over. Keep a finger here. We're going to be on 483. But flip over to Matthew 26. All right, 25. Somebody read that, 26:31. So we're talking about here with the leaders here.
And Yahushua said unto them, all ye will find cause of stumbling in me during this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered abroad.
That's it, and that comes from Zechariah 13:7. Okay? I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered abroad. Well, the adversary knows this as well. Adversary knows that. We're in dire need of people who are shepherds and people to be mature in Christ. Flip over and keep the page there. We're going to come back to Nehemiah, but flip over a little bit here over to Luke 22. And if somebody would read 31 and 32 of chapter 22.
Simon, Simon, lo, Satan hath claimed you to sift as wheat. But I have entreated for thee that thy faith may not fall.
Fail.
And now once thou hast turned, strengthen thy brethren.
That's it. Okay, and so that have claimed you, okay, or have requested you, that this is where we're... Why? Is because what did Christ tell Peter? What did he tell him about the church? Okay, that it was going to be on him. That he would be the point of it for the church. And so guess what? We got to stop this guy. Get after him. So yeah, of course there's going to be attacks. There's going to be attacks. We have to be prepared for it. But we are bigger. We've got the authority to be able to put all these things into its place. All of them. Okay, go back to Nehemiah. And then if somebody would read for me chapter 6, verse 9 through 13.
I'll read it.
Page 483.
For they all were seeking to put us in fear, saying, their hands will slacken from the work, and it will not be accomplished. Now therefore strengthen thou my hands. When I came unto the house of Shemaiah, son of Delilah, son of Hethabel, He said, let us meet together in the house of Elohim, in the midst of the temple, and let us close the door of the temple, for they are coming to slay thee. Yea, by night are they coming to slay thee. Then said I, should such a man as I flee? Who then, being such as I, would enter the temple to save his life? I will not enter. Then perceived I that, lo, it was not from Elohim who had sent him, though a prophecy he had spoken concerning me, but Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him to this end. Hired he was to the end that I might be afraid and do so and might sin, and might serve them for an evil report to the end they might bring reproach upon me. Have remembrance, O my Elohim, of Tobiah and of Sanballat, according to these their doings. Moreover, also, of Noadiah, the prophetess, and the rest of the prophets who have put me in fear.
That's it. And so here we have, this is an attack deep within, because he's going to this guy's house. So there had to be some kind of a trust for him to be over there. Okay? And what's happening? He gives him a prophecy. Tells him, here's a prophecy to come to the temple. Come to the temple. And if it had not been for Nehemiah walking in spirit and having the discernment to know that, hey, this guy's paid off. Here's a guy right inside, right within, that's paid off. And not only just they come to the temple, gives him prophecy to do this. I'm like going, yes, the prophet. So, again, remember the open letter that came from Tobiah that told him that you've hired all these prophets and all this. And that was him. That was him. That was the accuser was doing what he was accusing him to do. He had bought off all these people, these prophets. And that's why in verse 14, it tells, we remember these people because this is what's happening. This is what these people have done. You know, this is the discernment that all of us have. You have Holy Spirit, you have discernment. And anytime that we're not sure, we can, come before Yahweh. In a time like this, you would think to yourself, here's somebody I know and I trust. And yet this person's a false prophet. They just gave me a false prophecy. And a prophecy to my doom and to the doom of this people and everybody else. And I'm like, well, that cuts hard and that cuts deep. So Winston Churchill said this, never give in, never give in. Never, 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 nothing great or small, large or petty, never give in. And man, I'll tell you, had it not been for him, England would probably be speaking German. Because he was a fighter. He was not going to get down. Even when they're bombing, they came up, I was watching a show the other night. They put a camera on top of one of the V-2 rockets. I never knew that. They put a camera on top of the V-2 rocket and launched it. And you actually see it. It's the first time ever that you see space from a rocket. And I'm just like going, I had no idea. And then they were talking about this. All the things that they were going to do, the fear, the German technology was incredible.
Okay, who did that? The Germans?
The Germans. That was under Hitler. And their scientists, all these people, you know, don't argue with science. Yeah. All these people that were coming up with these things and putting them together, they were trying to create this gigantic death ray, which I think is funny. But they were trying to launch a spacecraft to go up and go into orbit that would magnify the sun and be able to target it and position it. And the scientists nowadays look at it and they said, this is how the astronauts got the fireproofing for when it returns back to Earth, how they got the suits, how the space suits, all the studies and everything that the Germans had done. Could you imagine how terrifying that would be? The V-1 and V-2 rockets, these are literally rockets taking off from Germany and crashing down in England night after night after night. And you're just like going, yeah. And he's like, yeah, I'm sure all the people in England probably told him, let's just surrender. Before we lose everything, let's just quit. Let's throw it down. He's like, not under my watch. Not going to do it. Okay, back to Nehemiah 14 through 19. And if somebody would read that for me. Start in 15.
Sorry. Where?
In verse 15.
To where?
Through 19, through the rest of that chapter.
So the wall was finished on the 25th of Elul in 52 days.
52 days. With half the workforce, because remember, half of them were security guards. The other half was the workforce. But there's great favor going on.
And it came to pass, when all our enemies heard, and all the nations that were round about us saw, that they fell greatly in their own eyes, and took knowledge that from Yahweh had this work been wrought. Moreover, in those days were the nobles of Judah busy with their letters, which were going unto Tobiah, and those of Tobiah were coming unto them, for many in Judah had taken an oath to him, because he was in marriage affinity with Shechaniah, son of Ara. And Jehohanan, his son, had taken the daughter of Meshullam, son of Barakbil. Moreover, his good deeds were they telling before me, and my affairs were they carrying out to him. Letters did Tobias send to put me in fear.
Yeah, and so when it says that, moreover, his good deeds, not Nehemiah's good deeds.
Yeah.
Okay, not Nehemiah's. So these are just letters back. This is like a newspaper. Okay, this is like the New York Times going out and putting all this stuff out. And another problem here, the marriages were bringing this in. So the people were affirming themselves because Tobias is the son-in-law. Or his son-in-law is married into some of the other royalty. And so the people they're moving and breaking their alliances away from that. And you see how effective that is. Yeah, you start breaking it down. You start breaking it down. And so that was a huge problem. And so even after everything went up, here's Nehemiah and everything that he's doing. Oh, watch. Write this down. Send this to him. And it's going back and forth. And then all the great things that Tobiah coming back. Look what we're doing. Look how great we are to try to pull people away and to try to distract them further. Okay. This is Pravda. And it was one of the first Russian newspapers. Okay? You see who this is on the front of there?
Mm-hmm.
That's Lenin. Okay? Pravda means truth. Okay? In May 1912 was published as a political newspaper. Vladimir Lenin decided that the party needed a voice in the news industry and the Pravda could convey the party's wishes. And I underlined the wishes because I don't think in communism there's any wishes. There's a bullet or you do what I tell you. And that's exactly what it was. And Pravda became, here's how we get that information out. And so we see this over and over throughout history that, yeah, what's going to come across are the distractions. So we do what's right. We follow what Yahweh's telling us to do. We go out there and manifest spirit, and what's going to happen? You're going to get the letters. You're going to get all the things coming against you, the attacks, the people. You can't be doing that. What are you doing? I like this here, too, on this. You see this right here? Oprah certified this. Yeah. I knew there was something wrong. Okay, so let's flip over here to Psalms 46. 46, 1 and 2, and we're going to be, we started early, we're going to finish early here. Okay, 46. Chapter 46, verses 1 and 2, to the chief musician for the sons of Korah on Almuth, a song. Elohim for us is a refuge and strength, a help in distress, soon found. For this cause will I not fear, though the earth showeth change, or the mountains slip into the heart of the seas. Okay? And that's where we have to look at it all the time. Yeah, we're seeing it. We may not literally see the land, you know, the land slipping in the seas, but we see what's being trying to be slipped away, and the freedoms and everything else are coming. It's an attack against Christ. It absolutely is. And so that's where we are like, okay, time to engage. We're getting close to being over the target. We have to be ready to stand up. Okay? So endurance. Two things with it. Okay, remember this poster? First time I saw that when I went to a dentist and I laid back in that chair, I had no idea what to expect from the dentist. I just heard everybody says, oh, you got a dentist appointment. And I'm like going, I've never really had a bad dentist appointment. I mean, I don't like them drilling on my teeth, but I've had a couple root canals. I'm like going, it's just time consuming. It wasn't a big deal. But as soon as I laid back in that chair, all of a sudden I saw something on the ceiling and that was it. That little thing that he had pinned up there, hanging there, baby. It kind of made me laugh, but endurance and leadership, you can be gifted with those skills. You can absolutely learn them. Okay, they're absolutely learnable. So people who go in for special forces, you know, the BUDS training, which Elijah wants to do to become a SEAL, to do these things, it's endurance. It's mental. It is all mental. And you can train yourself and you can push yourself. Some people may have an easier time, but it's a push that I have to endure. I have to endure. But it's a learned skill. So even for people like me, when I'd go run, I'd have to run 3 miles a couple times a week. And I'd run to the mile and a half point, and then I'd walk for a few seconds. I'd keep an eye on there. Okay, I got to finish by this time. So I start running again. And it was that first quarter mile to half mile, hey, no problem. But then between the quarter to half mile, I'm like going, what the heck am I doing? I was a smoker back in those days. I'm like, oh man, I like smoking and I don't like running and I can't do both. Okay, but the military is going to make me do this, and I'm doing it. And then all of a sudden you get through that, you push through that, and then you're like going, okay, I'm good. And so we have to be the same way. It's the resistance and the endurance to push through, to not be distracted. I think about that, the distractions. Adversary knows what distracts us, how to get to us, how to, something in front of you where all of a sudden you're like, whoa, what just happened? What just went on here? And so for us to be able to do that and to be able to match it with, nope, I'm going to stand against this. I'm not doing this. I'm going to endure. Okay? So resist the adversary and he will flee. And that's what we are to do. Okay, I'll go ahead and close here. Yahweh, we thank you for your words. We thank you for all the testimonies, all the history that we do have in the Word. We thank you that we're able to continually read it and to be able to share it. As these stories are, they're stories almost like as a war hero would tell of the things that he saw, the things that he was involved with. That these are your stories and your heroes. That we are to tell these stories, that by telling them it encourages them. For the world does not know that, even though the book has been around since time, that these stories are not known. And for us to share these and encourage people, to enlighten people, we thank you for that, that we are to know your word, to be able to find the areas that you are calling us to, and that when we are uncertain, that we are able to come to you, Yahweh. We're able to find answers in the Word, and we're able to find answers within you, for you speak to us, you give us direction, you give us discernment, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the words that you give and for the blessings that are continually poured out, that we are coming before you on bended knee with gratitude and thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you for this, and we thank you, Christ, through your name. Walk forth and do not feel that you are to earn your your righteousness, that you are to earn your salvation through the things that you are trying to sacrifice and do. For it is paid for you, I have given it to you, that the ink blotches that you see all over your skin, that you see on your life, from the past, from your history, that these things are washed clean. I call you to make a commitment to me, and I call you to be working for me, and that you are to be diligent and to be working for me, but to receive this, to be able to be washed clean, has been given to you. And so elevate yourself past that and receive what I have given to you, that you may be able to move past the cross and be able to be a warrior in my party.
Hallelujah.